Bundle up in your warmest coats and boots, because this week's Discovery travels through a magic mirror to a frozen kingdom. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In the first 5 books in author Sarah Mlynowski's Whatever After series, the story's 2 young heroes have traveled to some of readers' favorite fairy tales to change the stories forever. But in the audio edition of Book 6, Cold as Ice, they end up in a less familiar and less beloved traditional tale. The story finds 10-year-old Abby feuding with Robin, one of her 2 best friends, who's decided to start spending time with a new best friend. It doesn't help that Abby and her little brother Jonah have promised their parents that they'd stop sneaking into their basement at night, which means no more trips through their magic mirror into fairy tale land. But when their dog sneaks into their basement and travels through the mirror, Abby and Jonah chase after him, and they find themselves in the world of the Snow Queen. Now, fans of Disney's Frozen will be surprised by Abby and Jonah's adventure with the Snow Queen. After all, as Abby explains in the beginning, the original story is nothing like the Disney movie. The fairy tale isn't as popular as some of the others that Abby and Jonah have visited, so young readers, and even the older ones too, may have a harder time settling into this story about robbers and talking reindeer and snow zombies. Not only is it an unfamiliar fairy tale, but it's also rather jumbled. It's so strange, in fact, that it will make you understand why Disney went in a totally different direction with their version. The good characters are rather flat, and sometimes frozen, and the bad characters are underused, and their story isn't especially interesting. Fortunately, though, Abby gets a chance here to show her strength and loyalty, and of course, she learns some valuable lessons about friendship along the way. But is it worth journeying through the mirror to join in this wintry adventure? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Cold as Ice still has some entertaining moments, and it will introduce readers to a story that they probably haven't explored before, but it's lacking that classic fairy tale charm of other books in the series. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Cold as Ice by Sarah Mlynowski is 3 hours and 16 frosty minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.